This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
Congratulations to the Wisconsin Badgers moving on to the Elite Eight. Winning in 4 sets, 3-1. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nordman to my left, Alex Strofe working hard and running the show. You, KBN Nation, can get us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. And of course, on YouTube, where we've been for the last 2 hours, at ESPN Milwaukee. It's time now to name the game. We want to name the game with you. 800-990-3776. Every game's a must win. We get that. But what's a more fun way to name the game than to give it a little spice and meaning behind it? Bradley Nordman, take it away.
I would love to take it away. I got a few options as usual, and I will end with the one I will land on. So as a review, Packers playing the Denver Broncos. Big game against an NFC top opponent. And to me, this game is all about proving if the Green Bay Packers are truly indeed Super Bowl ready. But one thing there is they're playing, obviously, these two games between the Chicago Bears game. So the first one I'm not going to go with. I have four of them. The last one is what I'm going to go with. The one game at a time game.
Well, that's odd.
Because they got to take this thing one game at a time. You can't celebrate the Bears win. You can't look forward to the next Bears game. One game at a time. The next one, identity check game. That's right. We're going to figure out the identity of this team. Been slowly crafted on its way to figure out who the Packers are, but we're really going to figure it out. Okay. Now, my final two that are my favorite, particularly we're going to figure out if this team is Super Bowl caliber or not. The Lombardi litmus test game. That's right, the Lombardi litmus test. And finally, the one that I'm going to go with, Super Bowl ready or not game.
That is so lame.
Ready or not, here we come. But this we're going to figure out. Super Bowl ready or not game.
It's too wordy.
Oh, we're too wordy there, by Brad. Where's the music at?
But you gotta have a little bit of definition behind these. No vagaries here.
No,
is that a word? Vagueness.
You're the smart one.
So what do you got, Kyle Wallace?
Oh, so for me, when I look at this, I think it's so easy for the Green Bay Packers and for everybody. Thank you, Stro. Is this game is going to be for either team, especially for the Green Bay Packers? It's the We Here game. Because it's going to let everybody know we here, we made it, this is what it's about. So the team that wins this game on Sunday, the whole NFL will know, oh, this team's here. This team is for real. So this is the We Here game. Because when the Packers walk out of Empower Field down in Denver, everybody's going to be talking about how Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, Micah Parsons, and the Green Bay Packers have arrived and that they are here as they defeat the Denver Broncos. Now the other one, Brad, I'm going to keep it easy. It's just a Super Bowl favorite game because the winner that comes from this game is going to be the Super Bowl favorite. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
The Super Bowl favorite game.
The Rams ain't beat nobody. And so when the Green Bay
that's not true. Rams.
Who they beat?
They did beat the Seahawks.
Oh, the Seahawks. Okay.
That's the second best team in the NFL.
Give me a real team. The second best team in the NFL. You got two of the best teams in the NFL. The Patriots and the
AFC. Their odds reflect.
Blah, 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 blah. Super Bowl favorite game. You go all the way
Houston,
on the road. You go on the road. Indy, you go on the road Jackson, and you beat them. You will be the Super Bowl favorite. So this is what this game is about.
He's a lie. And they pummeled some teams, too.
Pummeled?
Who did they beat who was hot? Who did they beat who was playing well at the time?
Well, Jacksonville is the division leader. They beat them.
The hottest
team in the NFL at the time was the Indianapolis Colts. They beat them. That was like week four.
Frauds.
No, they weren't hurt. And Daniel Jones was playing well, and Jonathan Taylor's been amazing all
year. Seattle 4 weeks ago. San Fran 5 weeks ago.
I stand by what I said. Is this the poke the hole game, name the game thing, or is this the name the game thing?
We here game.
Super Bowl ready or not, we here game.
We here.
Ready or not, here I come.
Ready or not, here we come, Super Bowl.
Ben, what's yours?
I got a lot here.
A lot? What are you looking at?
I wrote them down. I'm getting to them. The Prove You Belong game.
Oh, that's original.
I build up.
I mean, that's original.
The gas mask game.
Gas mask?
Or, excuse me, the oxygen mask.
Wow.
These
gas
suck.
Mask.
These suck. Show me these names.
I only have
the
one,
gas mask.
I only have one good one, if I'm being honest.
Oh, you mailed it in too?
Gas mask. 2 hours of YouTube.
Little mama, show me what you got. Pretty lady, show me what you got. Shawty. Show me what you got. It's the show me what you got game.
Oh,
that's not bad. That's not bad. That's not
it's
bad.
The show me what you got game.
That's not bad.
I know you like that.
No, you know how to get. You talked a little hip hop. You got me. You got me. You started rapping.
Show me what you got game.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
So the poll is going to be horrible because I hate Brad's and Kyle's.
And yours.
No, show me what you got.
Show me what you got.
Of course Ben likes his.
Yeah.
Every week got Brad.
He loves his.
Super Bowl ready or not game.
Super Bowl ready or not game.
So we're going to see if they're Super Bowl ready or not.
I have to know my audience. The We Here game would probably be a little bit better in a more...
We are here game.
Yeah, the diverse... I'm going to say we've arrived.
We've arrived.
We've arrived.
We've arrived. I'm going to change, you know, you got to change up sometimes.
You got to be votable.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
We've always said to be a good politician.
Yeah.
We got to know my demographic. You know, yes. if it's all 414 listening, We Here might run. Yeah, it's great state of Wisconsin. We Here? What is, what?
Where Super Bowl ready or not game, the We've Arrived game, and the Show Me What You Got game. That'll be
like
on the poll on Twitter at KBNESPN, 800-990-3776.
I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but your titles have gotten longer and longer every week we've gotten this, and there is a cutoff.
Character limit, yes.
Yeah, character limit, that's what I'm looking for.
You could do...
Super Bowl ready or no is as far as I can get.
Do SB.
I mean,
SB ready or not.
Look at you, yeah. Look at Ben teaching.
Will everybody know what that means?
Yes.
Dude, it's a yes.
Sports show, dude.
What do they think?
It's one character you're trying to find?
SB, ready or not.
Well, and then I don't have game on that one.
Oh. But you can put what type of game is this in the question.
I'm trying to remain consistent back here, Ben.
You're not going to get that
$100. We've only just began game. The Annie Up game. Chef Ed here. Can LaFleur outcoach a Super Bowl winning head coach game?
Talk about characters.
That's what I was thinking.
Talk about characters.
And this is all on the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. We've only just begun
to live.
Yes, only just begun
Don't
game.
Don't know that.
Will the Broncos Kyle jinx us game?
Why would I jinx the Packers? What do I have
because
to do?
Because you've worn Broncos stuff.
You know what would be great? If my little cousin did get elevated and he made some big play and that won the game for him, I was torn.
You just said that would be great.
Well, it'd be great for him.
But not for you.
That would be torn. Because I would cheer, be like, oh my God.
Matt No Creek, you're at mile. You're not at mile high. You have a name of the
just
game.
Just ruin his fun. No,
Matt, you're up on the Carbless Talk and Text Line.
Yeah, miracle at mile high, I think. I mean, I think a lot, it's going to prove a lot of people wrong. I mean, I think a lot of people don't have us, you know, as confidently winning that game. And it's either going to be a blowout as a miracle, or it's going to be a last-minute win.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, but throwing miracle into this team as a favorite, I think you're downplaying the Green Bay Packers. They're favored, man.
It's irony.
I like the alliteration, miracle at mile.
Mm-hmm.
The double.
Love
M
a good alliteration.
It's a little early to be talking about miracles.
Yeah, like I mean, they're good.
Yeah,
they're favored.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd be a miracle if they won, or even if they. I mean, I guess maybe if it's like a tip pass type thing, like you saw with Antonio Freeman in I think it was overtime game against the Vikings years and years ago. But I don't see it being a miracle at mile.
Oh, Strofe, did you delete the poll? What'd you do? Did you mess up?
Oh, what a surprise, dude! You put a little pressure on this kid.
Yeah, I tell you what, $100
for
an elite hour.
Number one hour
for an elite hour.
How would you say you're doing so far?
Get on the mic.
And now you're flipping us off.
All I asked was for one elite hour,
guys.
guys,
one elite hour, and we're messing up.
One minute to get set back here.
Oh, gosh.
The excuse guy comes out.
No, I messed up. I just admitted that.
You said I had 1 minute to get set.
Yeah,
here.
Which was the reason why you're using
SB
excuse.
SB ready or not game.
Super Bowl ready or not, we've arrived game.
We've arrived game.
Show me what you got,
show
game.
Show me what you got, little mama.
Yeah.
Show me what you got.
I pretty
like
lady.
I like saying little mama.
Shout hey, show me what you got.
I wish I could play that.
Why do you rap it like that? It doesn't. That's not like the tempo or the cadence
okay,
that the rapper
well,
has.
Now we're just
it would be
now,
fun to name
now
the
getting
game.
100.
But
your money's going down too.
Prove your elite game.
What is it?
Prove your elite game.
Prove your elite.
And I think that specifically is calling out Jordan Love.
The defense taking that elite level to a you can't not say it.
If he
about 2025
performs very well, I feel like all the elite doubters would be quieted quickly.
Did you mess it up again?
Oh, Strofe.
Oh, no.
Bro, it's down to 75 now. I'm sorry.
75?
It should be a dollar.
He needs to be earning it.
But we're going by segment now.
Every time he's posted, I click on it. It says nothing to see here.
Dude. So what did you put?
For our radio audience, I'm hypothetically paying him a dollar.
Just to bring you. So what I do is I go back and I copy and paste last week's poll. The first time I changed today's Packers Broncos pregame poll, but then I posted what kind of game is it this week versus the Bears. And then the second time I changed it to what kind of game is it this week for the Packers against the Broncos, but it said today's Packers Bears pregame poll.
Slow down, kid.
What's all right. Take a breath.
What's the
slow
rush?
Is quick. Come on now.
Slow is smooth. Smooth is
that's
fast.
That's not how that works back here. I gotta be fast. I'm on the phone.
Being fast has failed you.
You
twice.
Guys are trying to talk to me.
No, I mean we didn't. We gave you what 3 minutes by yourself, and all of a sudden we look back and the poll's still not up.
Well, the LaFleur unleashes love game.
I feel like he's already done that. Yeah.
Well, this would be the ultimate test of if he trusts him or not.
He should. He really should. I know we talked about it before.
It's just that pass rush is so nasty.
Okay, but we've talked about it with John Anderson heading into the Bears game. We're like, they turn it over. Should they throw it less?
But even Brian Bulaga said you can't have long drops. You got to, you know, 3-step drops, get the ball out.
That is fine. You got to do that. You have that in your playbook. But running the football is not going to work against this defense. I'm just telling y'all this right now, that they do not allow teams to run the ball on them. And if you want to find the Packers in third and long a lot throughout the game, Go ahead and run the football if you want to.
It does seem like this offensive line is better at pass pro than run blocking. From like, I have no statistics to back that up, just my eye. But it still feels like there is a lot of meat on the bone when it comes to running the football. But for passing, it seems like Jordan Love has some time back there, especially with all the blitzes the Bears had last week.
They don't have a pass rush, but to the credit of the Green Bay Packers, they gave him a lot of time and he cooked. But right now, I need Brad to tell us about how he gets that car to look so shiny and so squeaky clean.
Brad, do you have anything?
The third one is show me what you got.
Yeah, and if I'm going to be driving home here in about 45 minutes, start the weekend, you know that I'm going to Tsunami Express Car Wash to make sure it's looking good. With all this snow, with all this grime, all this salt, it's showing on your car. And on your car, it says, please clean me. And the only place to go is Tsunami Express Car Wash. Tsunami Express is your go-to premium car wash around southeastern Wisconsin. When you go there, you're going to get that interior, exterior clean that is unlike any other car wash in the area. And you can be like me, a member, so you can go every single day if you want. Because the reality is, you drive it, looks good for a few days, but then another snowstorm comes, more salt comes, and it's time to get another one. You can lower that amount per wash with that monthly membership and be looking good every single day of the year. So if you want to figure out and experience the true wonders and the true cleanliness that Tsunami Express Car Wash has and experience the wash, chill, repeat that they offer, then visit your local Tsunami Express. They're all around here. Just opened up again in West Allis. There's a Tsunami Express near you. Go ahead and find it and enjoy that wonderful clean from Tsunami Express.
Strofe catches his breath. Then we got pole position coming up next on the other side.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
Call me daddy.
That just sounds...
It's just, yeah.
Like,
call me cut daddy.
Mike. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
What you got, little mama? Show me what you got, bird lady. Show me what you got.
Sade.
I had the cadence. Strofe, did he have the cadence?
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace. Well, yeah, Strofe. Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line.
And we're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Time now for a little pole position as Strofe is trying to earn some money from Brad Nortman based off his performance this hour.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position.
Pole Position time. I'm Kyle Bruston Nortman. The handsome Brad Nortman is unbelievable at this segment. It is his bread and butter.
Dude, do you think kissing behind sometimes can get you anywhere in life?
Sometimes we get the financial expertise. Sometimes we get the general curiosity. Sometimes we get
nerd man.
And it is time now to look at what the other ESPN Wisconsin shows have asked this week.
You're back up to 85.
Brad, you're just.
Yeah, it's all it takes right there. I'm the words of affirmation guy.
Hey, you guys are Brad, you're going to like this one from Jim, Matt, and Molly. This might be their best poll in a while. So the ESPN Madison, which we weren't invited to, might add, had their holiday party last night.
Damn.
What? I didn't even really had a holiday party.
We don't get holiday parties here.
Well, we would have earned it.
Well, we're on ESPN Madison, and we weren't invited to the party.
Yeah, that's actually
That's a different story.
A great point.
I'm upset about that.
I also am. What's more likely to come out at an office holiday party? An office beef or an office crush?
Office crush.
Nasty.
Yeah, you get a couple.
A little bit of liquor.
Yeah, they start chatting. You can't contain the flirting, I'm sure.
You know me, I love the tea. I'm like, oh, what's going on over there?
Ben, any stories?
Well, again, ours was at a ESPN Wisconsin College game day. A
little bit of liquor.
Three tequila shots before the 11 a.m.
Together?
Kick.
Wow. Or just you? Oh, so it was already happening before.
No, there was one. We always take one before the tailgate started. Like, hey, we set it all up. Let's have a good tailgate, whatever.
Who is we?
Like the team.
Who's we?
ESPN Madison.
Y'all used to drink before y'all worked?
Networking teammates. We set up the tailgate.
Yeah, that's true. I can attest. I was always on the air, so I never participated.
Her and I locked eyes, started chatting.
Locked lips.
At Toppers and behind the Toppers.
You go back to that Toppers ever?
We need to.
You should.
We need to make out behind that Toppers and relive that moment.
You should go back to that day every year and make out behind that Toppers.
This is very
uncomfortable. Just rekindle the love.
Y'all talk about Ben making out. I don't.
Yeah, it is uncomfortable.
La 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 la.
How about this one from Strofe Polls? Which animal would make the best NFL head coach? An orangutan, a golden retriever, a honey badger, or a bald eagle?
Orangutan.
Why?
So they can communicate to humans.
How?
What do you mean how? They're
the closest
primates.
Thing to humate. Yeah.
They can imitate actions. They can.
But orangutans are fairly lazy. I need a honey badger. Give me a honey badger because you want to be inspired. You want to be tenacious. Your team takes the personality of your coach, does it not? And give me a feisty team. I don't want no soft golden retriever.
How do you know that an orangutan is lazy?
Have you ever seen them in the zoo? They're just sitting there.
Yeah, what else they going to do? They in the damn zoo.
I'm guessing if they had your...
Oh, they're going to swing this way. Nope, there is
I'm guessing if an orangutan had your... like arm, it could probably break it. I'm sure they're very strong. But I give me a honey badger. Fierce. Nasty.
An orangutan's temperament, generally gentle, solitary, and intelligent.
They are fat, though.
So
boy,
they would be like the Andy Reid.
Oh, they would be like the Andy Reid.
And the honey badger would be like the Dan Campbells of the world.
Yes, yes.
Mm.
The golden retrievers are very cute, like Matt LaFleur.
Oh, wow.
And the bald eagles are probably more of the
maybe like a visionary? Like, who would be a visionary?
Like a McVay, Shanahan.
Mm, yeah, I think I like that.
All right. What do you got next, poll?
I'm looking at orangutans now.
If you could replace your hands with one thing that isn't extra tiny hands, what would it be?
Why would I want to have extra tiny hands?
You're saying like it could be like
your hands need to be replaced. What are you replacing them with?
A hook.
Why a hook?
Captain Hook, baby.
I feel like a hook is very impractical.
Crazy.
Very impractical.
Hook is impractical. That's an awful answer.
Yeah.
I've got a good one for you. This is like
right now, pole
thing.
Position stinks.
Yeah, where
what
are the
poles? Yeah,
you said you had all these poles.
Yeah,
ready.
He's one of the best poles. I think these poles are
fantastic.
Fascinating.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I would replace it with.
I've got a good one. Spatulas.
Right. What is amusing about this kid?
I got another good one.
No, that wasn't a spatula. That's stupid.
I got another good one.
That's a horrible answer.
No,
stupid.
I have an even worse answer, actually. But it's a good one. Foam fingers.
Foam? That's horrible.
You said what?
That's horrible.
Foam fingers.
Like
that's
at a
so
game you can hold up. Like a,
are there no
I was going to say like maybe a flashlight?
No, not really.
Point at people? You know?
A metal hand.
Like that doesn't move?
Ooh,
like Chubbs
now you're
from
talking.
Cappy Gilmore, but metal?
No, that's... I'm talking about, like, I've seen people who've lost an arm, and they have, like, the metal fingers.
Robotic hand. Like Anakin Skywalker. Like Luke Skywalker.
You called their hand metal? You didn't know it was robotic? Science? I'm thinking just, like, a piece of metal, like a hammer.
Yeah.
No, like a robot hand.
I would do a hawk hand.
Hawk hand?
But you remember them hawk gloves people used to have?
What is that? Hawk? Or nope. Hulk?
I think he's saying Hulk. H-U-L-K.
Thanks, Brad.
A sock and bopper hand?
Yeah. You said Hawk or Hulk?
You said Hawk.
Listen,
I was like, you want talent?
My dialect sometimes can be a little bit different. Hulk hands. Hulk Hogan.
Got it.
Yeah.
What's next on pole position? This better be good.
No, it's not.
It's really not. Look at Brad.
Stroke,
he knows
you
it's
are.
Good.
You're $88.
You guys, hell yeah, I am. You guys are given a pet that you have to keep for 50 years.
50?
Here are your options. Ready? Benny, write these down. You're going to like
them.
These. Okay. A goat that's name is Doug. Remember the dog named Greg I met last year? That's how that was inspired. A goat named Doug. A lizard that hates you. Or... A parrot that exclusively quotes things said on this show. A parrot that exclusively quotes KBN.
Ooh, I like that. That'd be
like,
great.
The parrot would be like, I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, a little snitch.
That would get you in trouble in the house.
Yeah.
I am anti-parrot. I'm anti-goat. I don't care if a lizard hates me. What's a lizard going to do?
You know,
lizards are scary.
Yeah, it can escape and crawl into your bed sheets.
They die easily. Put them in a cold; they won't last.
Yeah, I'd probably end up getting
turn
rid
the heat
of
off in the house. That's why they need lamps.
But it's with you for 50 years.
Horrible!
You can't kill it.
No, this is
what'd
awful.
You answer?
A lizard.
I guess a lizard because it's the least maintenance.
Aren't they poisonous?
Lizards aren't poisonous.
No, are you thinking snakes?
Lizards.
Bro, lizard. People pick up lizards at beaches all the time.
Yeah, there was geckos all around in Florida.
Yeah, Strove. What are you, Strove?
Iguanas.
Strove, I could have sworn you told us you were so prepared for this.
I am,
dude.
I've hit you with 5 poles already. That's
you know
preparedness.
What? Maybe you thought it was.
Brad, back me up here.
He didn't say
I
it
mean,
was good.
They were thought provoking at a bare minimum. They provoked thought in your brain, Kyle, in your Ben brain, and my brain.
Your Ben brain.
Your Ben brain was provoked.
Well, the Badgers won in volleyball. That's it for pole position. I'm ending that. College hockey fans, if you want to see the hockey team, get ready for the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Wisconsin, Boston College, Lake Superior State, and the defending national champion, Western Michigan. Battle it out Sunday, December 28th, and Monday, November 28th.
Well, since you can't read, Ben,
wow.
Ben, in my ear, I'm being called, you're a hater. You're
I heard that too.
Well, am I a
Strove hater? Goes, Kyle, that rocked, you're a hater.
Get your tickets for December 28th or December 29th at Fiserv Forum at Ticketmaster.com or the Fiserv Forum box office. Or you can win a 4-pack right now for the Sunday, December 28th games at Fiserv Forum. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Caller number 12, a 4-pack to the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, December 28th. A 4-pack, baby. 800-990-3776. That is caller number 12. 800-990-3776. Green Bay Props and Preview presented by Sit Means Sit. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
But I got a bone to pick with Strofe next. More
bone
questions?
Bone to pick? I have a question, yeah. How are babies made?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Blizzard of 300,000 in grand prizes rolling into Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. It's Arctic action. Earn entries with your rewards card through the 18th of December. Show up for Thursday drawings and be ready for a chance to win from the weekly prize board as a bonus. There'll be a jackpot drawing for leftover prizes. Wrap up your year with Arctic action only at Potawatomi. More info online, 21 years or older, and rewards member to play. Kyle Bruston Nortman getting you ready for Packers Broncos. 800-990-3776. Carbless Talk and Text Line and YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Strofe, take it away. Green Bay Props and Preview.
I'm going to ask you to place a little wager for me.
Yeah, you are, Brad.
Here comes Parsons and he gets home.
Goes to the end zone. It is a one-handed grab by Matthew Gold.
Intercepted, taken away by Xavier McKinney.
This is the Green Bay Props and Preview.
Ooh, that's my dog.
And Dog of the Game. Presented by Sit Mean Sit Dog Training in Waukesha. Schedule your free consultation today. Visit SitMeanSitWaukesha.com.
Green Bay Props and Preview. And the Dog of the Game, which we will get to at the end, as the 9-3-1 Green Bay Packers head to the Mile High City, the Rocky Mountain City, and take on the 11-2 Denver Broncos. Brad Nortman, we start with you and your smiling face.
Yeah.
Over under 5.5 mentions on the TV broadcast of this being a potential Super Bowl preview.
Ooh, I'm going to go under. I feel like they start with it, maybe mention it once. Five, to say it six times would feel like a lot, really overkilling it, especially when they're not clear-cut favorites on either side. If this was the Rams and the Patriots, maybe, that feels like it'd be a little more in there.
AFC, NFC, odds on for each.
Yep. But for me, I feel like it's going to be like twice, and then they'll move on with the game.
It's under.
Patriots aren't even the odds on favorites, the Bills. But anyways.
The Bills, whoever.
Under. They would look at it from a record standpoint.
Sure. Number one. Why sure. I bring it
sure.
up.
Sure, sure. Nope. Gosh. Under.
I can't wait until they say it 16 times and I rub it in
this
your
was a
faces.
Bad, can I say this was a bad one to start?
That's a bad one to
six?
Start.
Six
times on, mentioning that? Rats. That's crazy.
That's a fairly large line.
One pregame, one each quarter. One during halftime.
You think they're
going
to say nah, one each
okay.
quarter?
It was bad. Like, just own it.
I can't wait until they do it more than that. Jordan Love's been cooking recently, fellas. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. But I will ask you this.
No ifs, ands, or buts, but then you go, but?
Yeah, that was the joke, man. Thanks for catching
you
on.
You didn't do that on purpose. Don't try and act like that's
yes,
smart.
I literally emphasized the word but. I did it on purpose.
The way you've been going today, I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. Brad, how much money does he have right now based off his $100 he's trying to earn?
He's worked his way back down to 80.
Whoa!
But there is a, but.
What did I do?
But. I'm
nothing.
Thinking.
Annoying.
I'm thinking. If he finishes the segment strong, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give him 60 seconds in our final segment. And if it's a
you don't have that choice to
get
do
us
that.
To get us, if he has 60 seconds, if he has an unbelievable getting us ready for the weekend, he wins 100. If it's not good enough, he gets zero.
I control your microphones. Overruled.
That's true.
30 seconds then.
And that should put me back to 85.
That
Jordan
is 85.
Love, 223.5 passing yards on Sunday against this Denver defense who leads the NFL in sacks. 223.5.
They're 10th in passing offense. I mean, I think this is achievable, especially with the status of Josh Jacobs and the way he's throwing the ball. I'm going over, absolutely. This is like trying to get my cash for that card and go place it at Potawatomi right now.
I think this is going to be more of a low-scoring affair. I think it's going to be fairly ugly. I don't really believe in the Broncos defense.
Whoa.
Or sorry, the Broncos offense. I believe in the Packers defense. And I think the Packers are going to have their hands full. I don't think any yards are going to come easy. So I have the under on this one. I have the very, very low 200s for Jordan Love.
Yeah, I'm going to go over. I think Jordan Love, I think the past two games he's thrown for 234 exactly, if my memory serves me correct. 234 back-to-back games, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. I'm going over. Jordan Love is cooking right now, and the offense has followed. So I think Matt LaFleur keeps it in the arm of Jordan Love, and he'll go over that.
How about this one? Rob Domofsky over at ESPN.com, our good friend who joins us every Wednesday at 3:30.
The long ball article, I'm guessing, right?
Would you just let me do my job? Seriously. He's been on my nerves this week. I'm not going to lie to you, fellas.
What else
was
did
that
he
was
do?
Fairly wild.
I told you.
He pulled me aside earlier this week and said, "Are you mad at me?"
No, he did not.
Oh, come on.
No, I said, I know you have a problem with me, so just get it out. That's
Wait.
What I said.
And oh, I God. Said what? I don't
you
have
said
a problem.
You're overreading
with you.
This.
Yeah, I did. Emotional banning.
Has no, anybody, I have an instinct that's usually right.
Has
on that.
Anybody else on the show ever pulled you aside and said,
"No, nobody's as sensitive as
you guys are too soft to confront anybody."
or we just don't give a damn.
Or
well, you should.
you ain't gonna tell me how to feel.
Uh huh.
So over at ESPN.com, our buddy Rob Domofsky, who joins us Wednesdays at 3:30.
What are you talking about?
He wrote a terrific piece on Jordan Love's long ball. Really enjoyable read.
Nailed it.
I highly recommend it. I retweeted it on Twitter. I'm going to give myself a shameless plug. At @Alex_Stroh, if you want to read it. Longest completion for Jordan Love in this game is listed at 37 and a half yards. So 38 yards or longer on the over.
Over. Over. I'm telling you. Over. Somebody's going to have a big explosive play. It's the Green Bay Packers. Ever since Christian Watson has been back, they've been working themselves up to have explosive plays. You're talking about a second week with Jaden Reed out there. This offense is explosive, and they will have a play over 37 yards. From Jordan Love to whether it's Watson, Reed, Dobbs, or whoever.
Third and total defense. They don't give a lot of explosive plays.
I will say, it feels like this Packer team has so many ways that they can get a big chunk play, right? Christian Watson over the top. Christian Watson slant just in the open field. Zoom, he's gone. Jaden Reed, there's so many different ways to get him the ball. I think this is over. I don't know if they can consistently drive the ball all the time on this defense, but I think they can sneak away a big player.
I know I'm on the over for that 223, but I still think I can go under here on the 37 and a half, and he can have chunk plays that are explosive plays beyond 20 yards, but 40? Against this defense feels like 38, 40.
What about Christian Watson's longest reception? That's at 24 and a half.
Over. I don't know. Maybe it's me, but I just think over. Christian Watson
Kyle,
has shown me.
Have you ever picked an under on this segment?
Yeah.
Out of curiosity.
I'm sure.
No.
Unless it's the other team, no. Every Packer's gone over. Remember the Matthew Golden Bugatti game where he's going to have 117 yards and he had 20.
They're keeping him in the garage this year. A little mechanical issues.
Honestly.
But no. I don't know. You have to check the tape. But I feel good about Sunday.
You're a very optimistic Packer fan.
Oh, well, I should. Why would I not be? My team's 9-3-1. Why would I not? Why would anybody as a Packers fan not be optimistic about their team? They win.
We're going to find out on Sunday.
They win all the time.
All the time?
They're more often than not, they're over 500.
They win all the time.
All the time.
50% of the time, they win all the time.
Right, there it is. Is this it? No more? Or?
One of your best dogs.
Come on, boys. Just going to leave me at the drive?
A good dog from Brad.
Hello.
Thank you.
Only one of us hasn't done it yet. Never mind. Never do that again.
Rabied dog was that?
That sounds a lot like his sneezes.
For real.
Who's going first?
I'll go first. I have Jaden Reed as my dog of the game. Here's the way I see it. This all line, they're going to have to hold against the Jordan Love. We just have to get the ball out very, very quickly. I think that, you know, Surtain is going to follow Christian Watson most of the field, leaving Jaden Reed in his second game. He's got his legs underneath him now. He's going to be comfortable. He is your classic. Get the ball too quick and let him get yards after reception, yards after catch. So I think Jaden Reed's going to have a big, big game. I'm thinking north of 6 or more receptions. And he's going to work his way down the field with a bunch of yak and probably even a touchdown for Jaden Reed.
Yeah, I've been talking about it all week. This is going to be the Jordan Love game. He is going to be the dog of the game on Sunday as he slices and dices in the competitive game. The number three total defense that Ben was talking about, and everybody is leaving saying, dang, that boy can play. Jordan Love will throw for over 220 yards. Jordan Love will have more than two touchdown passes as well. I'm going to go 232, two touchdown passes, and he leads this team to a game-winning drive.
How many sacks against him?
He's going to get sacked twice.
That would not be bad.
He's going to get sacked twice. He's going to evade a lot.
I feel like this is kind of crappy to do because it's the low-hanging fruit. But after the entire conversation this week, league's on notice about the holding calls. He's going to change the game with sacks, holds, pressures. It's Micah Parsons.
I like that.
It's Micah Parsons. True. He's going to be the dog of the game. He's going to get a holding call that we talked about in a third down moment where they probably complete it for a first down only because they're holding the hoo.
We shouldn't bark anymore. I think that's a bad idea.
Dog of the game.
What's wrong with barking?
No, your barking's great. Brad's is pretty good. Mine's okay. Ben's sounds, I think you said rabies.
Try one more time.
Have y'all
sounds
never
arranged.
See, that's the problem.
You gotta put you down. Old yeller you.
Yeah. When you got them little soft dogs around the house, you don't know what a real bark is.
Oh wow. Ruff. You're calling Brucey soft?
Yeah, he is.
Also,
he's
Ben soft. In the middle of that segment just beefing with fans on the talking text.
Wait,
line.
What? What happened?
Nah, it's Daryl. He's easy a prodder.
Wait.
What Daryl do?
How did Ben get triggered, Strophy? You can't just leave us hanging.
Ben, are you mad at me? I'm sensitive. Daryl and Sheboygan. I said, no, what happened, LOL? He said, I'm mocking you, dumbass.
That was funny.
That is good.
You asked Strophy.
Green Bay Props and Preview brought to you by Sit Mean Sit and our dog of the game.
Daryl, you're amazing.
A menace
Shout
is Daryl.
Shout out to Sheboygan.
If your dogs don't always listen to you, ask yourself, why don't they listen to what I say? Well, look no further than Sit Mean Sit. Get a consultation with Matt and their team at Sit Mean Sit Dog Training, Milwaukee or Waukesha. Free consultation, sitmeansit.com, Milwaukee and Waukesha pages, and you will have that happy, confident, and obedient dog. And we do got to give away a free Pizza Friday Screaming Sicilian prize pack here. It is Frozen Pizza Friday at the Brust household. Let's go! And it's Frozen Pizza Friday for you to win a Screaming Sicilian prize pack. 800-990-3776. Caller 8, 800-990-3776. Head into the weekend with a Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza Friday. Win with a prize pack. 800-990-3776. Caller 8. We wrap up the show. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Babe Ruth was short, fat. Well, I don't know how short he was. He looked short in the video. He was fat. He was stubby. He looked fat. He tried it. He didn't have a sprint. Have you ever seen Babe Ruth sprint? I wonder how many steals he had. Zero.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
This holiday season, imagine a home that feels safer, cozier, and truly yours. And you can do that with Lifetime Home Services, whatever it is your home needs. Whether it be a service that you've been putting off for a while, a full home renovation, or whatever it is, I challenge you. Call Lifetime Home Services and see if they can help. Their menu of things that they can do for your home to improve it or repair it is exhaustive. I would bet whatever it is you need, they can take care of. Say goodbye to juggling all the contractors and say hello to the only one you need to focus on, whether it be a full home renovation. Could be cleaner air, could be radon safety. For us, it was custom closets. Lifetime Home Services made baby Will's closet transformed, and his room is now completely ready. Epoxy floors in your garage. Whatever it is, Lifetime Home Services can take care of it. And listen to this, KBN Nation. You mentioned this ad during your consultation. Say KBN. Say Brad Nortman. Say you heard that Brad Nortman told me that I can get 10% off whatever project that I have with Lifetime Home Services. Say that during your consultation. Mention this ad and you will get 10% off your project. That. Plus, you can earn credits towards future home improvement projects. We're talking about hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars worth of saving just for mentioning this ad. Lifetime Home Services will take your home where you need it to go, especially during this holiday season. So give your home and yourself the gift of a beautiful home with Lifetime Home Services.
On Twitter at KBN ESPN, as we wrap up the show before the Homer Hour, what kind of game is it this week for the Packers against the Broncos? We've arrived game? Super Bowl ready or not game? or Show Me the Love game.
What's
Show
winning?
Me the Love is a runaway.
Show me the
59%
love.
Super Bowl ready or not, 20%. We've arrived.
Wait,
21%.
It wasn't called
it wasn't
Show
Me the
Love. Show me what you got.
Show me what you got.
Show me what you've got. Man.
Wait, what is it? What is the poll?
What does it say on the poll?
What does it say?
We've had four iterations of this poll. I don't even understand what it is.
Oh,
even.
No, he read it wrong.
I know he read it
what
wrong.
What are we doing?
He's gassed.
We're out of it. This whole card thing.
For the record, we did a two-hour YouTube
commercial
only.
Commercial free, basically.
And we did, like, what, 4 minutes of break?
Yeah, we
5 minutes,
did.
Maybe.
Unfiltered, nonstop.
Do you want me to try again?
Yeah, we don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Remember earlier in the week when you said when it comes to things we're reading, Strofe's just going to do it?
Yeah, that's why I was waiting for you to take it.
Well, you said, oh, do you want me to do it again? It seemed like you never wanted another crack at it. But
what kind of game
Twitter,
is it this week for the Packers against the Broncos?
Apparently remember when he paused yesterday and said, or said, dot, 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 when he was reading a quote yesterday?
That was 2 days ago.
No, that was yesterday.
What kind of game is this?
Most definitely yesterday.
The must wins. Show me what you got game, 59%. Super Bowl ready or not game, 20%. We've arrived game, 21%. We have 5,280 reasons why game. I like that, by the way. Nothing?
I mean.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that was Clavon.
Clavon?
He chimed in on Twitter to our poll.
Oh, okay. Cool.
All right. You guys aren't giving me anything. Strofe, take it away. You get 4 minutes to see if Brad's going to pay you $100.
I want 60 seconds to get us and KBN Nation ready for the weekend. If you crush it, and hypothetically, if Ben sells his card, and we hypothetically...
It's not his card. It's ESPN Wisconsin.
ESPN Wisconsin's card, and I get $200 from it. I will give you $100 if in 60 seconds you can have an elite getting us ready for the weekend. If not... $0.
Okay, before we do all that, though, you guys suck at this. Not once in the last hour have we told the radio audience what the hell we're talking about. Yesterday at Brutan Trading Co., Ben pulled a card after the show ended. It was a one-of-one relic Steph Curry card that is valued at somewhere between $3,000 and $6,000. He is likely going to sell it for $2,500 and keep all the money to himself. But we spun a wheel on YouTube only in the hypothetical that he is able to get the green light from his wife to give some money to other people. Brad would get $200, Kyle would get $200, and he left me out, which is ridiculous BS, but that's beside the point. Now, to your question. What was the question?
Very good summary, Strofe. You have now 45 seconds to get me, Kyle, Ben, and KBN Nation psyched for this weekend. And if you do an amazing job, you win $100.
I don't like that that's the prompt, but I do like that that's
if
the prompt
it's,
because
if
that's
it's
where
not
I shine.
Good, you get zero.
What if 100 comes out of your portion?
Yeah, this
Ben's
is my
100.
Portion? This okay. is my. So I would get 100. You still get your 200. I'm going to give Strofe. I'm going to give Strofe $100 though. If he has an
this
epic
is like what we
way.
Do with Levi. He sends us into the 414 hour.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's right. And
so
I,
Strofe's
this is,
doing it now.
This is my level of trust in Alex Strofe. I know that he's going to deliver to because I gave him
you
a challenge.
So willing
I said,
to want to
if
give
you
up
have
your
an
money.
Elite, if you have an elite 1 hour,
you need to be Jordan Love.
You're going to have $100 of my portion. I would say it's elite, but this is a fourth quarter, 2 minute drive, and Alex Strofe needs to show why he is an elite radio talent, and he's going to earn that $100 on this 2 minute drive. That he's about to execute now.
Wake up in the morning feeling like J-Love. Grab my cheese, head out the door, let's get this dub. Before I leave, cottage cheese for a 4D dash. When Jacobs runs for a grand, I'm gonna get this cash. I'm talking Kraft, gonna score TDs, ease. Coop you to DC, please, McKinney, INTs, freeze. Shot block incoming into your city. Pulling up next to Philly. Trying to win the Lombardi. Don't stop. Make Pats pop. Rashawn, blow that QB up. Tonight, Pat gon' fight till NFC North's in sight. Tick tock on the clock. Chip hopes don't stop. But no. Go, oh, Paco. Go, oh, Paco. Please.
DJ Strofe.
Now.
I rest my case.
Now, I feel like you mailed it in because I was looking for a live performance.
Yeah.
However, that was an elite, elite pivot to go to your best stuff. You throw your fastball. You throw it right down the middle. Consider a touchdown scored. $100. for Alex Stroh. Congratulations.
Man, this is the ultimate. Thanks, Brad. Brad feels so bad, Brad, for the young man.
Brad's kids are going to just rob him blind. I mean, he might
all
well
Stroh
just
had to do is replay a song he made from 6 months ago.
It's a great song, though.
He sucked
it's a great
most
song,
of this
though.
Hour. And he just, all he had to do was play a song from a month ago.
I was the star of this hour. You think you made a case to be the star of this hour, Kyle? You were yawning at 4:03.
Okay.
True story.
Ben couldn't read anything in front of him. He screwed up reading three different times.
What did Brad do?
And Brad just giggled at me.
I did give $100. I did giggle a lot.
You pandered to one person on the show.
And you know
for
what?
For money.
Guess what?
It worked.
Damn straight.
It worked.
I was the star of this hour. KBN Nation, I hope you have a phenomenal weekend. I am back with you beginning at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Guess who's off on Sunday? Kyle Wallace.
Hey, follow me, ESPN Kyle W, or on Twitter. Also, 414 Kyle Wallace on Instagram, because I will be tracking everything I'm doing out in Denver. Go, Pat, go, baby.
Have a great weekend. Homer Hour next.